It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Senate leaders say they are close to solving two problems at once. A deal that seems in reach would reopen the federal government and avoid the U.S. defaulting on its debt. The deadline to raise the debt limit is now just 2 days away.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell have been leading bipartisan talks seeking to end the deadlock. They say they are optimistic about putting together a plan that both parties can accept, at least in their chamber.
Now, this would likely only be a short-term fix, setting up more confrontations soon. And as NPR's Elsa Chang reports, even if this deal passes the Senate, it might be a hard sell in the Republican-dominated House.
The top Democrat and top Republican in the Senate have spent the last few months trading lots of testy jabs. But over the last 3 days, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Republican Leader Mitch McConnell have been eager to present a united duo. By the time the Senate closed Monday evening, Reid wanted to assure members progress was being made.
We're doing our best to make everybody happy, but everyone knows we're not going to be able to do that. So everybody understand we're doing the very best we can with all the frailties that we have as people and legislators.
According to reports, the plan would lift the debt limit through February 7th and fund the government through January 15th. The proposal would also set up a framework for formal budget discussions on issues like tax reform and cutting entitlement spending. Even some Republican senators who say they're likely going to vote against raising the debt ceiling aren't threatening to block the deal from proceeding to a vote, like Rand Paul of Kentucky.
No. I think we need to get an agreement and open government back up.
The same kind of promise couldn't be extracted from another Republican senator, Ted Cruz, who was the main architect behind the plan to use a government shutdown as leverage against the Affordable Care Act.
We have to wait and see what the details are.
Is he disappointed the deal won't defund or delay Obamacare?
We'll have to wait to see what the details are.
Is he under pressure from his party not to block the deal?
We'll have to wait to see what the details are.
Well, that seemed to be the mantra on the House side of things as well, where many Republicans remained coy about whether they'd support the Senate agreement, like Pete Sessions of Texas.
The update is that as soon as we see something in writing, then we'll understand how we can thoughtfully understand what we'll do with it.
But for the stalwart Republicans who have been determined to cripple the health care law, the Senate deal won't do enough devastation to Obamacare. The proposal will likely require tighter income verification for people who get health care subsidies. But Tim Huelskamp of Kansas says that's nowhere near adequate.
Yeah, when you're given 98-99% of Obamacare, I don't see how that it would ever pass over here if indeed it passes the Senate.
And as the days rapidly melt away before a debt ceiling breach, John Fleming of Louisiana says House Republicans are not feeling the time pressure.
I don't think it has anything to do with it for the vast majority of Republicans. As you can see, we're down, how long, 2 weeks now into this, and we're working to reopen government as quickly as we can. But, you know, for us, it's important to get government right.
So Fleming is waiting to see just how explicitly the Senate proposal promises a negotiation on broader budget issues. The White House and Senate Democrats have repeatedly said that larger conversation will not happen until the government reopens and the debt ceiling is raised. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.